Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Policy and Implementation Working Group call on the 13th of November 2013. On the call today we have Cheryl Langanore, Tom Barrett, Olga Cavalli, Tim Ruiz, Alan Greenberg, Nick Steinbar, J. Scott Evans, Greg Satton, James Liddell, and Michael Graham. We have apologies from Chuck Gomes, Philip Milano, Brian Winterfeld, Eric Brenner Williams, Christina Rosette, Tyler Lemineur, Vivian Rupp, Holly Raich, and Mary Long. From staff, we have Marika Koenigs and myself, Matthew Peregrine. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, J. Scott.
Thank you very much. This is J. Scott Evans for the record. At this point, I'm going to ask if anyone has any updates to their statement of interest. Hearing none, I'm going to move to the second point in our agenda, which is an update from the work plan subteam. And as Michael Graham, I'm sorry, I see he is on the Adobe Connect, so I assume he is online as well on the phone. Michael,
I am.
Can you take over for us?
Yes, I mean, it'll be fairly brief. The update is we have on the site, and this is the same version. I do not believe there have been any revisions since our last meeting to the draft work plan. The members of the subgroup or subteam have been asked to provide a bit more information on each of these plan subteams so that we would have that for discussion in Buenos Aires. I have not received those, so I'm not certain if we'll have those. But part of our discussion as well was setting up the very general descriptions of the subteams and then incorporating for each of them the specific questions that the charter and other resources have set forth in which those subteams would be asked to answer and the deliverables they'll be asked to provide. We already have those. It's a matter of populating either this or I think what we will do for Buenos Aires. So within the next few days, is to prepare a separate sheet for each of these, just going over what would be prepared for them. And we have not discussed any further real changes to the schedule that we've posited here. In the leadership meeting the other day, we did discuss whether or not we can look for either a final or a draft or a proposed I forget what the word was that we ended up using for the report, that it would not be final, but it would be a draft by, I believe it was March 2014 for the Los Angeles meeting. But again, all of the dates and all of these plans are sort of aspirational, and the actual dates will be determined once the subteams begin meeting. And hopefully, again, once they begin, we'll have a better idea that each of them will be asked to present as one of the first things that they do is what they believe their schedule will be and their time to complete their task. And I guess that's sort of a transition to the first subteam that was working, which was for the definitions. And that has made progress. So unless there are questions about the draft work plan as it stands, I think that's pretty much where we are, and anything else in terms of discussing it, amending it, agreeing to it if possible, would be for the meeting in Buenos Aires.
Thank you, Michael. And so does anyone have any comment or concern? I see Marika, your hand is up.
Yes, thanks, Scott. This is Marika. Just to add, also put it in the chat, the only thing I think that has changed compared to the previous version and this version is that we added a second page or a second tab in the Excel sheet in which we tried to pull the information from the mind map in relation to each of the sub-teams, specifically in relation to the questions and tasks they're supposed to or expected to address, so that that's all captured into one file, basically. So you see it here in two pages, but in the Excel sheet, it basically has two tabs, so just to add that to what Michael said.
Okay. Thank
right,
you very much.
That's down on the second page of this. And I see it's also color-coded. Thank you, Marika.
So it's our plan to discuss this briefly in Buenos Aires, with the hope that at the end of Buenos Aires we can finalize this as our work plan, unless at that meeting or prior thereto we receive some substantial comments or concerns raised that would require us to take a second look at this. All right. Is Maureen on the call today? Okay. Well, it looks like we're going to have to skip the update from the definition sub-team because we don't have the chair of that group with us today that can give us, unless one of the staff members is familiar with where they are. I haven't seen any proposed definitions come through. Marika, I see your hand is up again.
So yeah, this is Marika. So the sub-team met earlier this week, and there are a couple of the sub-team members are actually on the call, so I'm sure they're ready to jump in if I say something that's not correct or if they want to add to what I'm saying. So they met earlier this week. We worked on an initial draft document that I had prepared, looking at some of the ICANN documents that have defined some of the terms or have referred to some of the terms that we're looking at. So on the basis of that, I pulled some information from that, and the sub-team used that as a starting point to start looking at the different terms. Based on that, we produced a revised version that I sent to the list a little bit before this call. I think it's important to know that is really a working draft. For example, some comments were sent earlier to the list today that question some of the things we've done or make suggestions or possible additional changes. So I think it's just to show you where the sub-team is heading, but additional work will need to be done and undertaken in order to present you with a more final version for review. I think the sub-team also proceeds to meet in Buenos Aires. Hopefully some additional work can be done there and some further input received from the working group as well as sub-team members that will help us to further refine and define the terms that the sub-team has been tasked to look at.
Okay, thank you, Marika. I apologize. I have not seen the emails that have come through because I have been at a board meeting until about 3.5 minutes before this telephone call and having missed the last half hour or so of the board meeting to be with you all. So I have not. Alan, I see that you have raised your hand.
Yes, thank you. I wasn't on the call, but I did make a number of comments. I just wanted to highlight that I think one of the things we're going to have to work on is, as Marika said, the starting point is definitions that ICANN is already using. But the thing that's got us into this position of the confusion over policy and implementation is that the definitions have not been particularly definitive. And so I think although they're a good starting point, I think we're going to have to do a fair amount of work to end up with definitions that have enough clarity to make sure that when we're all using a word, we're all using it in the same way. As an aside, can I ask staff to make sure that working subgroup meetings are shown in the GNSO calendar? I rely on that calendar heavily, and as a result, I've missed a number of the subgroup meetings because they don't show up there.
Okay.
This is Marika. Yes, we'll update the calendar. I think previously we actually didn't add sub-team meetings because it tends to clutter the calendar because we do have quite a lot, but as people are relying on it, we'll start adding them from now on.
Well, if I'm the only one who relies on it, I'll try to go through my mail with more of a fine-tooth comb, but normally I look at the calendar as the summary of what my, what the requirements are for a week.
Okay. I see that Cheryl has indicated by a check mark that she's in agreement that is a good idea. So, Marika, I would ask that you make that effort to get that, to make sure that calendar is updated to the folks that are relying on that because they probably have other commitments. So they're trying to balance and sort of see everything in a one-stop shop. I see that we've just gone. Is this the definitions that were sent around?
Yeah, it isn't, Rick. What I put up is indeed the version that we circulated on Monday. But as said, some further comments and edits have been shared with the sub-team earlier today, but they're not integrated yet into this document and have not been reviewed or discussed by the sub-team as a whole. So just with that caveat.
Okay. Well, I think that that shows us, I don't think we should spend a tremendous amount of time culling through this just for the fear that those additional comments might, it might be too duplicative work. So I think the best thing to do is wait till those comments have all been incorporated into this one place, and the subcommittee has sort of blessed it, and then with the larger committee can then take on its comments and discussion. So next, we need to talk about the formation of Subteam 0B. And this is the subteam that is supposed to look at the various documents throughout the ICANN process and sort of come up with some general guiding principles for us all to work with. And it was my understanding, and anyone feel free to jump in and correct me if I'm incorrect, that we were going to allow the work of 0A and 0B to be completed before we jumped off the work of the additional, I think it's 5 to 6 sub-teams that would consider specific issues, because what these teams were doing is drawing up a common baseline understanding for the groups as sort of a platform of understanding. And so I think the last I heard, we had one person that had volunteered for Subteam 0B. Now, that may have changed, or, oh, Marika is correcting me in the chat to say we've had 2 volunteers. And one of the things that I was asked to discuss with everyone here, or at least present, is we had talked about the a way of allocating resources to working groups as this group proceeded on in our last call. And we want to make sure that everyone understands that serving on either 0A or 0B is not going to be in any way, in fact, serving on any subteam is not going to be any way be used to prevent anyone who wants to volunteer on other groups to participate. It's just we were talking about ways to allocate resources so that they were balanced, if we didn't end up with too many people on one subteam and no one on another, or too many of one particular constituency on one subteam and no one on another. So those kinds of things. So we do need to get this subteam populated so that they can begin their work. I'd be happy to hear from anyone that might have any comments with regards to this, or anyone that would like to volunteer. Resounding silence. Well, that's our next step. We need to get this team formed and populated so it can begin its work. And that is something that we are going to need to do. So, Marika, I would ask that perhaps we... Oh, I see that Greg Shatton has raised his hand.
Hi, it's Greg Shatton. I was just... wanted to ask for clarification as to the kind of subject matter of this subteam. I guess I'm not. I didn't quite follow.
Marika, can you go back to the chart? I mean, it's just. I think it's best if we just to make sure that my old man memory serves well. It's a little hard to see, but I can, and I have, been able to increase the size of this on my machine. I hope you all have the ability to do so, too. But deliverable for Subteam 0B is to derive from the ICANN charters and materials working principles that should underpin GNSO policy and implementation-related discussions and determinations.
I'll volunteer for that as well, now that I know what I'm volunteering for.
Okay.
Yeah, Jay Scott, this is Michael.
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to say for the others on this call that, I mean, this 0A is pretty essential to all of the work going forward. Like definitions, it's sort of establishing, not ground rules, but sort of a area of understanding, at least at the start, so that once we begin carrying out the other missions, which are the true missions of the work group, that we're beginning at the same spot, and with the anticipation that once we end, that spot will either be confirmed as being the correct principles upon which policy and implementation are understood and applied in ICANN, or those principles and our understanding will have changed. But participating in this group, I think, is really important for sort of determining the direction of the entire work group. So definitely encourage not only participation as an active member, but also participation as a silent member or participating member, you know, going forward. But I think it's really important that we do get people, especially if you have stronger ideas one way or the other, to participate in this so that we start off well.
Okay. And I see that we've had another additional volunteer through the chat when Tim Ruiz has volunteered. And then it looks as if Michael's pointed out that the leadership of this committee is going to need to get together and decide which of the four of the chairs and vice chairs will take over leadership of that committee, and that'll be done as we get this. I see that Greg, is your hand up again?
An old hand, or
okay, Alan.
Yeah, mine's a new hand. Looking at the yellow box, it dawns on me that we solicited input from ACs and SOs and various other people, and I know the ALAC one, which is forthcoming, will include things which are really should be among the principles that are used. So should we be restricting the sources to ICANN charters and materials?
Well, I mean, there's a position to be taken that anything that anyone creates in response could be considered an ICANN material.
Okay.
So,
touche.
I mean, I would think that this group would be looking at anything that they believe would assist them in setting out and defining the deliverable that they're expected to return to the working group. Marika?
Yeah. I guess I'll, before I give it the floor, I guess I'll add what I said before. If all of the things in the existing ICANN materials were that clear, we wouldn't be here. So we do need some help. Thank you.
Marika?
Yeah, and this is Marika. I think, you know, what is in the yellow box is not necessarily what was, you know, defined or the limits of the sub-team. I think the yellow is basically just as a starting point, because the deliverable zero sub-team is, I think, something that we, not one of the charter questions, but something that we pulled as well from the other tasks, that all the deliverables that the working group is tasked with, and said, look, this is something that probably should start off, we start off with together with the definitions and some draft principles that would underpin the deliberations on all the other deliverables or charter questions that we've been tasked with. So hence, it's referring to, you know, what is already there, but I don't think that prevents, indeed, any input that is being received or anything that people feel is missing from what can be found in existing documents to be added there. At least that's my understanding.
And I see that Tom Barrett has also volunteered. So we've picked up three new volunteers just on this call. And that is good. And so it looks like this team will be able to get up and formed soon and then can begin its work. And I would assume its next step would then to begin to identify those materials that it's going to review in coming up with these working principles, and then come up with, then begin to review these documents and come up with a set of working principles for the group, then to review as a whole. As we've emphasized again and again, and want to reemphasize, the work that is done by the sub-teams is not in any way the final work product. It is merely a mechanism to hopefully divide the work into manageable tasks so that then the discussion can take place at the broader working group level, this level, and that group will have input into what is considered the final output, and then that will then be used by the other sub-teams once the working group has reached consensus. Okay?
Right. J. Scott, it's Michael. Let me hold up my hand. I'm off the computer right now. Just to answer Alan's inquiry, yes, the sort of guide for the various sub-teams was made up of what we had in hand, but any comments, any input that we received from any of the constituencies, I think that will be especially helpful in putting together those principles. And as you say, trying to reach a definition that actually is understood and is clear.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone else that has anything to say or any input they need to do on? I think we need to, Marika, identify the folks today that have said, that puts us at five, and then we need to go back to the leadership team and identify someone from the leadership team to participate in this. And once that's done, they can get kicked off and begin their work. Is there anyone that disagrees with that or believes that there's another methodology we should use to get this team working? Okay. All right. Cheryl.
I was just agreeing. Sorry if my double hand went up.
Okay. That's okay. I just wanted to make sure that I was giving you an opportunity. Great. Thank you, Cheryl. Now, let's, Marika, can we put up the slides, the proposed slides for the GNSO presentation? This is going to be taking place on Saturday morning in Buenos Aires, and I believe it's from 11:15 to 11:45 Buenos Aires time. And unfortunately, I'm at a meeting which requires me, believe it or not, to be in a meeting at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. So just understand that ICANN is not the only people that have ungodly hours on Saturday for us to be up and sitting at a table full of people doing work. With that, here is some draft slides, and I think these have been circulated by Marika to the wider group earlier. And this is the update that we will provide to the council. Now, before we look at these, you should understand that the format of this presentation is a template that has been requested of us by the GNSO Council. So in other words, they have requested that we present information in a certain format in order to hopefully expedite the presentation and avoid unnecessary information and get right down to the particular discussion. And so, Marika, I'm going to turn it over to you because my doorbell on my hotel room is ringing and I have no reason to know why, so I've got to step away from the phone. If you will, take us into slide one, please.
Okay. So, this is Marika. So, as Jay Scott said, at the request of the GNSO Council, we've reorganize the way we working group updates are done and presentations are run, really trying to focus on the substance and really get that in front of the council as there's limited time available and actually move some of the background history information to an annex in the slides so that still it's possible, you know, should there be questions or should there be a need, it's possible for whoever is presenting to go back to that information. But at the outset, the objective is really to dive into the substance and get that in front of the council. So basically on the first slide, it talks about, you know, the recent developments and achievements, noting where we're at and what our immediate next steps are. Then we'd basically be moving into the work plan because that's, I think, our first deliverable that will be shared with the GNSO Council once we finalize that, basically as well taking them through where we are and also noting that our end goal, our initial goal, is to deliver an initial recommendations report by the ICANN meeting in LA. And then the idea would be to actually dive a little bit into the work plan if time allows. So we actually will put it up on the screen and we'll show them how we've organized it with the different sub-teams and also some of the timelines. And then also encouraging people, if they're interested, to actually come to the meeting that we'll have face-to-face on Wednesday. And then basically outlining just what the next steps are, highlighting that we're still hoping to receive feedback from some of the SOs and ACs that we'll reach out to, learning as well that we've reached out to the GAC. And then, of course, the working group will work in a way that it receives regular updates from the sub-teams and make sure it keeps on track with what's happening there. And then we have a couple of annex slides that basically just provide background information on the working group, the charter, and where additional information can be found. Maybe worth mentioning as well that for the weekend session, we also provided the council, and that has also been, I think, distributed to different stakeholder groups and constituencies, and were also posted on the website, a set of documents that are background briefings where people can also go and read up about the different projects that will be presented over the weekend with links as well to additional information. So hopefully people can really come prepared to the meeting.
Great. Thank you so much, Marika. Does anyone have any comment with regards to this presentation? I want to personally thank Marika and Mary for going through it with us at the leadership call on the chair's call on Monday, and making several adjustments to that based on comments that they received, so that you all would then have this before this call and certainly before we presented it in Buenos Aires. So thank you both very much. I see Wolf has raised his hand.
Yes, thank you. Just a short question before you speaking. Marika, wouldn't it be good to have a kind of timeline here in that in their presentation, the overall, just, you know, the milestones we have here and in your group? I think I missed that here.
This is Marika. I think the idea is that we'll actually put up the work plan that will then show, because it's hard to build in all those different dates as we're doing it with different sub-teams. So the idea would actually be to pull it up on the screen and have people look at it in Adobe Connect or download it, so we can take them through it, and that would show, I think, the milestones in that way, or at least that's the idea.
Right. If you look at slide number, I think it's 1, 2, 3, 4, where it says see work plan and include link, those are just placeholders for what will take place on that slide pool. So the chart that you saw at the beginning of this call that was color-coded and showed how the various teams are broken out and their deliverables is what will be looked at by the team, by the folks in the room and remotely that are in the Adobe Connect room.
Okay.
Okay. Any other comments or concerns? Okay. I see that Michael is making some comments in the chat room. With regards to, I assume, Michael, you're talking about the slide presentation, one thing that you would change?
Correct. On the slide presentation, on the, is it the first slide or the second? Wait a minute, let me go down here. Yeah, on the first slide, sort of to reflect what they're actually doing, the last on the second slide of what the recent developments are, it says forming sub-team to develop policy and implementation principles, and I think that's not so much developing as trying to discern what they are, and both at present based on the documents and practices, and then aspirational based on input from the various SSOs and such. I wonder if using the word develop is not putting us into a different position than we actually are.
Well, I mean, the one thing that I think is a little bit more broad would change the word to develop to consider policy and implementation principles, because that consider could mean the ones that are established, or it could mean that they're not established and you're going to establish them.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Is that a word that the rest of the group can live with? So the last bullet on slide number 2, which is the first substantive slide, that states recent developments would now read, forming subteam 2, strike the word deliver, insert the word consider, P&I principles, in order to give it just a little bit more malleability. Hearing no objection and seeing no red X's flying forth from the connect room, I will, and we actually have one positive remark. Thanks, Amar. So that's what we'll do then, Marika. Okay, so we move to the next agenda item, which is planning for the Buenos Aires proposed event, and we would like to tell you we came up with a rough agenda that we are hoping to get buy-in and a consensus to on this call, and that is, you can see it in the, under the agenda here, it's item number 6. This is for the Wednesday afternoon meeting, which is currently scheduled to be 90 minutes on the Wednesday of, and I believe that's the 20th, because it is a week from today. It's at 4:45, and I think that goes to 6 p.m. local time. That would be Buenos Aires time. The thought was that we would begin with introductions, because it is the first time that anyone on this group has met face-to-face. And so it would be nice to put a name with a face and have those that are there introduce themselves briefly to the room. Then we go into a discussion of the work plans that we have shown today at the beginning of our discussion. Again, we'll be shown to the GNSO Council at the 11:15 briefing on Saturday morning, and look at it again at this time to see if there's been any additional input that requires any adjustment, and if so, what the plan will be for incorporating that, or if not, if we can get final sign-off on the work plan that has been developed by Zero A. Then, last thing we hope to do is to have a discussion, and I believe, Marika, do we have those questions that have been developed? Yeah, I see she's going to put those up. These are the questions I believe we considered before, and they have been narrowed down to a short list of questions for consideration by the group. It is our hope that the question that concerns definitions would involve a discussion of those definitions that have been developed and presented by the definitions subteam. And so this would take the majority of this meeting. And so I certainly would encourage, if we do, in fact, agree that this is an agenda that we'd like to follow, that those of you that are representing constituencies that have particular viewpoints, encourage your constituency members to come, because this is an open meeting and where we are seeking community input on these issues, and it would be nice when these questions are asked that we get to hear from various voices within the community responding and giving us information for intake on these particular questions, so that we will have a broad base of views to consider when we look at the responses to these questions. Mm-hmm. Does that sound like a plan? I just see that, well, it keeps coming up. I don't know if it's me or everyone else. I keep kind of thinking,
no, it's me.
Marika, it comes up briefly, and just as I'm about to talk about it, it disappears again. I feel like I'm cursed a bit.
There we go. It should be there now.
It is there now. So these are the, as you can see, the questions that we've put together for consideration. There are basically four, but because it is what it is and has somewhat of a level of complexity to it, you know, I'm not going to be the lawyer here, but I know many lawyers would argue that this is more than four questions because there are subparts within each question. But basically, this is sort of an agenda for the open-air discussion with the at the face-to-face meeting. And these are the things that we are hoping to explore, not only amongst the committee, the working group members, but also among the attendees to the meeting. Again, I emphasize, if you have constituent views on this, please have your constituent members attend the meeting from 4:45 to 6 p.m. on Wednesday the 20th, Buenos Aires time, so that we can take in a wide sundry and various viewpoints to consider as we continue on our work. So I put this to the group to see if we have consensus that these are the topics that we are going to explore in addition to the work plan on our meeting Wednesday the 20th. Any agreement, disagreement? Somebody will get, Cheryl, I can always count on Cheryl Langdonor. God love her. Michael Graham, thank you all very much. So I do believe that this will, and of course, this is, please understand that as anything as I can, and Cheryl can speak to this, and I'm sure Michael can and Marika, these are rough guidelines to get discussion started, and there is always a possibility that you will veer to a subject that is not here. There is always a possibility you will cover all these in additional. You may only cover one or two, but this is certainly an aspirational goal. And at the end of this, if we feel as if we have not gotten sufficient question, we can always put this questionnaire back out to the constituencies individually and seek their input in that fashion as well. So, but this is basically just to make sure that we all have a common understanding of what we are going to explore so that we can make the most of the face-to-face time in Buenos Aires. This meeting will be chaired by Chuck Gomes, as I will not be in attendance, except I will, I do believe, unless the world blows up, I should be on the phone on that day. All right. Well, I'm hearing no objections to that. So I think we've covered our agenda. The next steps, of course, is to have our next meeting, which will be the face-to-face meeting in Buenos Aires, on the 20th. I would encourage those of you that are in Buenos Aires on Saturday to come and support Chuck, especially if you've served on the work planning sub-team, since Michael will not be there, although I think he's going to try to be there by phone. He's not going to be able to be there by phone because I think he's in the same torrent of meetings that I am. But if somebody from sub-team A, if you all will make sure that you all are paying particular attention to that 11:15 to 11:45 time slot on Saturday, that would be great. But other than that, our next steps would be to have the next meeting, and then we will have a meeting following that. If we're meeting at this point still every 2 weeks, that would be the 27th, is that correct, which is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving in the United States. I'm certainly able to make it given that it's a noon time for me in California, and I hope that others will do their best to attend that day. I see Marika has raised her hand. I may have misspoke. Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika. The question is whether indeed the group wants to meet straight after the I'm not getting my dates set up. Because basically, I think typically working groups don't meet in the week after an ICANN meeting and typically skip a week and then so we would
Yeah, I think skipping a week is going to be better, especially given we've got Thanksgiving holidays in the United States. So why don't we do that, meet again the first week of December? It's 30 days. Is it still, let's see, 27. So it would be like December 2nd or 3rd. I don't have a calendar in front of me. The Wednesday, if we skipped a Wednesday, it would be December 4th, Marika. That would give everyone a chance to sort of recover from the Buenos Aires meeting and return home and catch up. I see it looks like Cheryl Langdon Orr, who really has a travel schedule that is burdensome, agrees with that. So why don't we do December 4th then? Marika, is that okay?
Yep, works for us.
Okay, great. Is there any other business that anyone would like to bring before the working group? All right, with that, I'm going to give everyone back 45 minutes of their day. I want to thank, again, Michael and his sub-team for all their hard work, the hard work of the definitions group that is continuing to refine those definitions, and those will be hopefully circulated before the Buenos Aires meeting on next Wednesday. And again, to our staff support, Mary and Marika, for all their tremendous help in keeping this, and to each and every one of you from taking time from your valuable days to volunteer as we kick this work team off and begin to delve into the more substantive issues over the next few weeks and months. Thank you all very much. Have a wonderful trip to, for those of you traveling to Buenos Aires, travel safely, and we hope you have a productive meeting, and we will speak again on the 4th of December.
Great. Thanks, all. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Thank you all.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.